Welcome back to Sports Day for Kia and Red Energy. As we know, the tennis is over, so it's footy season, and Jared and I will be talking a lot of footy this week. Let's talk some more. Sam Reid, Swans forward. The Swans' progress over the course of the last couple of decades has been phenomenal. They've been one of the best franchises in the AFL, but they have gone up and down a little bit on the strength of whether their keys are available. Injury has knocked them down a couple of times, and even Buddy Franklin not being available for the finals a couple of years ago because of his health issues, I think knocked them around for that final series. But when Sam Reid's up and running, they are a different team, and Sam Reid joins us now. Welcome to you, Sam. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me, fellas.
You've had a couple of your ups and downs as well. How's your body, and how are you heading into the season, which is only a couple of weeks away?
Yeah, no, I'm tracking well, so it's nice to have a full season behind me, and then more or less a full pre-season now, and looking forward to getting stuck into games.
Dwayne mentioned you as a key forward. My gut feeling is you're going to be a key forward stroke ruckman. Is there any chance you're going to move into that position, Sam, as the competition starts to experiment with anybody over 6 foot in the ruck?
Yeah, I mean, I've found myself there at times before.
Yeah.
I think we're lucky that we've got guys who can do that, not just me, but even guys as, you know, Dean Towers. He's only, he'd be about 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah.
So he's not overly tall, but if you get those athletic guys and powerful like Dean is, then a number of guys can play that position. And it obviously worked for the Tigers last year with going with one ruckman, so no doubt that'll probably change in the future.
Yeah, the signature move of John Longmore, or one of his signature moves, is whenever the opposition kick two or three goals in a row, you end up at centre-half back. I take it that's going to be you implemented again?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a good move to be able to halt a bit of momentum. As you said, if a team does start to get on top, then you really want to stop that. Especially in today's footy, you want to stop that momentum as quickly as possible, because two goals can quickly turn into three goals, four goals, five goals before, you know, you go, geez, what just happened? So it, I guess that probably happened to us in the final last year, and we weren't able to halt the momentum, and that's what can happen. They can blow you out.
The Kurt Tippett experience, I think, is a lesson for everybody in football, and particularly those closest to him, which his teammates. It's impossible to know when your career's about to finish. 2 years ago, he was pretty much flying. He was a candidate for the All-Australian side at the halfway mark, and yet 12 months on, he's retired.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a difficult decision for him, and, you know, he's had a very good career with two clubs being us and Adelaide, and was a very, very good player. As you said, when he was up and running, he was unstoppable. He was able to take strong marks, or he was able to just halve it at the very least. So he will be missed, but we'll continue to support him. He's going to be around Sydney for the rest of the year, so no doubt that the boys will still get around him and be able to catch up with him.
Injury cut him down, but the change of the game cut him down a little, Sam, as well. You've been in football, and your family's been in football for a long time. Everyone knows your brother at Collingwood, but your father played for Footscray, and I think Carlton, Bruce, and your grandfather also played for Footscray. I should know this.
You're recruiting for the Dogs.
No, it's more a case of, is your grandfather still with us, by the way? Is he still with us?
He's not, no.
Okay. I was going to ask you a question whether or not you get a little bit from your grandfather and your dad. Oh, this was the way it was done in my day, and that was the way it was always done, and it's still valid now in football. You've seen the evolution of the game, and I'm sure your dad and your grandfather talked to you about it when you were younger, but it has changed a lot, hasn't it, in the course of time, to the point that if you don't change your game, the game can you leave you behind?
Oh, it has. I mean, Dad played in the 70s and 80s, and it's changed since then. It's changed since I started playing in 2010, so every year it does change a lot. Whether Dad, I don't think he pretends to know too much about inside footy clubs, because once he finished, I think he gave footy a pretty wide berth for a few years there, and had a fair bit of time away, and it wasn't until Ben and I started playing that he started getting back into it. So, I mean, he obviously still has some things that still apply, but yeah, in terms of game plans and all that, he steers clear.
And what about the fact that Jared talked about it, the ruck, forward, back, if the more strings you add to your bow, is that the better off you're going to be these days? Can you still specialise?
I think you can, but I mean, it's guys have the ability to change position, I think it just it benefits you individually, but I think it more so it benefits you as a team. If you're able to be flexible and have guys, you know, for example, if somebody down back were to go down with an unexpected injury, then you might have someone forward who can straight away flip back and play as a defensive player. And I think to have a few guys like that in your team is really important in case those unforeseen things do happen.
Do you talk as a group, Sam? Have you reflected on the last couple of years, opportunities missed?
I mean, our expectations are always really high, and I mean, if you're not winning a premiership, then it's not good enough, basically, and that's been, you know, our sort of attitude the whole time I've been here. We've always had really high standards and high expectations. So we reflect every year on how we've been and where we've gone wrong, and we do our best to improve on that, and we haven't quite got it right in the last few years, unfortunately, but we're still confident in our group, and if we can put the sort of footy together that we know we can, that we saw a bit of in the second half of last year, then we'll be right up there again.
One of the big omissions from the 2016 grand final loss was Alir. Alir, he was pretty much on fire at the stage, missed the last couple, including the grand final. He had a really difficult year last year. He slept in, missed training, was probably given a bit of a wake-up call by the senior group, and then all of a sudden he had turf toe as well. So it was a wipeout year for him. I saw him in the paper yesterday with John Longmire suggesting experimentation as a forward stroke ruckman.
Yeah, I mean, he's a freakish athlete, and he's been charging around this preseason, which is bloody good to see, because as you said, turf toe last year, I think he missed basically 90% of the preseason. Mm. So he didn't have a great deal of work, and that's probably not ideal when you've only had really one season of AFL footy. So that probably didn't help him to begin with. And then when he was able to come back and play, and then he had his little mishap, we had Lewis Mallinckx come in and we started winning a lot of games. So that didn't go in his favour either, which is unfortunate. But he's been trained really well this preseason, and he's the sort of guy that's explosive, he's exciting, he's a tremendous athlete. I think whether he plays back, ruck, forward, I think he'd be damaging wherever he goes.
Dwayne, as in the old physio world I used to live in, it's the same in football as far as players are concerned. You either use them or you lose them.
Yes.
And I suspect it's going to be the same for Alir. Alir, I think the Swans need to find a spot for him, or Ross Lyon and the Fremantle Dockers probably come knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's probably would be the case, I guess, with a few guys. But, no, I'm sure if he gets the opportunity, he'll take it with both hands. And, yeah, we can't wait to see him back out there.
Can't wait to see you back out there as well. Sam, you're playing in the AFLX?
Not sure yet. We'll find out in a few weeks, I guess.
Absolutely. I'll let you get back to your prep for AFLX. I'm sure you're doing plenty of it right now. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Sam Reid joining us from the Sydney Swans. Heaps of calls to get to, heaps of stuff still to discuss after the break. So stick around. 13 13 32 is the number if you'd like to get in the queue and join Jared and I. Mitch Cleary to join us with the stuff we haven't got to yet, but it's time for news headlines. Remember, over summer, check fire danger ratings for your district daily. Search Vic Emergency. Here's Tony Tardio.